Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Awkward Tapes, the awkward podcast where awkward friends have awkward conversations about awkward things.
And we do. So I just want to give a little Easter egg here. Sorry to stump on your little intro. Go back to the last episode. Layton put his hand on me about 18 times because his hands were cold. Yeah. Not because he loves me. No, no, viewer. It's because he was cold.
Yeah.
In his heart and his body.
Yeah. So now I'm going to touch you even more because I know you love
it. Thanks. Appreciate it. This is the only physical contact I get.
Warm.
That's. You know, if I saw Clifford. Clifford. If I saw Clifford the dog in Red Life.
Red Life? In Red Life?
Restart. Real life. Start over. If I saw Clifford the dog in real life, I'd probably shoot to kill.
Is that your Presley thought?
Yep.
So what are you gonna taxidermy it?
I stand behind that.
What's wrong with Clifford?
Why?
What would you do if you saw a dog taller than this building?
Run? I would be so excited.
Run. What if he wasn't friendly?
I would run. Well, then you know, just let him take over. Run.
Let him take over?
I would run.
He can't take over. He
can't take over.
Exactly.
We can't let that happen.
Thank you. It's Clifford.
I think y'all are crazy.
He might accidentally kill someone once a year and step on them wrong.
Yeah.
But that's a risk we're willing to take.
But it's the same thing as, like, you know, those morons at Yellowstone who get, you know, killed by a bison because they're taking a selfie.
Sure, the exact same thing.
Exact same. There's no difference. But no, so you're just saying that if you saw Clifford in real life, no hesitation, you're shooting Clifford
on sight.
Shoot to clip.
I'm going to Zach's house. I'm getting the super soaker. Shoot to kill.
Oh, shoot man. To kill. Oh gosh. This is, man, what did okay.
I can't talk.
Why did you wrong with me. So why did you choose that as your Presley thought? Like, well, not even just choose. How did you come up with that and why? Because typically yours are something like, oh well, you know, they're called steps like this way, but stairs
another way.
Yeah, and here you're just like, I want to kill Clifford.
This should tell you even more about how strongly I feel about this. When I was a kid, I slept with a little red dog, like a stuffed animal.
I remember.
Did you want to kill that?
No.
Does coffee bring your country out? What's going on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It must. I didn't even notice doing that. I'm gonna be honest.
In a very Theo mood.
Yeah, we just listened to Theo Vaughn before.
Maybe
we
that's
started.
What it that's is.
It's actually. I mean, that's how we hype ourselves up.
That's funny of, how.
Yeah.
It's kind of the standard.
Like at family reunions and stuff or holidays,
gosh.
I start hearing the accent, I think I start doing it.
Yeah. Even if you don't realize it, you start picking up on it. You realize it.
And it's funny, too, because like it's very natural for human beings and stuff. But I agree with Presley here. Anytime I'm around family, that's when it comes out the worst.
Yeah. No?
It's true, because we mimic how other people present themselves. Same with body language.
Yeah.
Like you'll notice that when you're engaged with someone, you're, you know, about to be married. That's what I obviously mean.
Engaged.
Engaged.
That's when you care about what people think, is that moment. Not any sooner.
Yeah. no, like you'll just mimic them in terms of their body language. See,
their body language.
Uh-huh. Well, exactly. What's really funny to me is that I can pretty easily tell when and where someone's engaged in a conversation. What I mean by where is by where they're looking and where their feet are pointing. And if you're like standing in a homeschool circle, if you will, you know,
an oval.
Yeah. Like just notice where people have their like whole body pointed towards. That's who they're trying to talk to.
Yeah. See,
that water
this makes it hard for us to have a conversation.
Right.
I think, sorry.
Isn't that right, Layton?
One of these days, I want you all to sit on the end and see how weird it is. My whole world changed when it was just me and Shmev, and I sat right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it was a whole it's new perspective.
Different. I feel a little different right now. I feel like there's a spotlight on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Smile.
I'm used to always being on the edge.
Why do you think that is, though? Why do we think, why do you think that you change your character based on who you're around?
To be accepted.
More likable.
Why do you need to be liked?
I don't know. Everyone
it's a
wants
basic
to be.
Human need.
Yeah, everyone wants to be liked.
That's kind of true. Except for then you have the people who are like, they have to go against the mainstream no matter what. So they're like, oh, well, I hate being liked.
But see, then but there's a group of people that they associate with.
And they want to be liked by
and
that
they
want
to be liked by
everyone.
That person.
Oh, no, it actually is the whole group thing. I mean, have you guys, I learned this so much in school, which I don't know why, but I'm going to bring it up here just because I learned so much. Have you guys heard of like the Maslow like hierarchy or like triangle of whatever it's called? The Maslow hierarchy of needs, whatever it is, and actually goes into like what people need. Like first it's, I forget what it is. Like first it's like psychological needs or whatever, and then it's like safety, then it's like acceptance or whatever. I forget exactly what it is, but it actually was kind of interesting, and it kind of breaks that down.
Wow.
Maslow hierarchy of needs. I think that's what it's called.
Interesting. Sounds like a Jordan Peterson thing, just hearing it from the outside.
It probably is.
I started listening to him a lot more.
Yeah.
Careful.
Great advice.
That dude is crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Like how crazy good?
Just intellectual he is. I saw something the other day that
he's
almost
very smart.
Yeah. When you know when you hear something the first time, like a lot of the stuff I say.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not necessarily wrong. You just don't like the way I say it.
What? Sometimes. Oh, not always.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do that too. I'll say something very poorly, but I feel like what I'm trying to say is right. I'm just not able to use the right words to get it across. Yes.
Well, this was one of those moments where I thought he was being an idiot. But I saw a clip of him saying, don't assume that you know how to think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember
it's
that.
Like, well, I don't know what to think of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you good?
Yeah,
we're just adjusting.
Oh, we're just a little tangled. Yeah. No, you remember the situation, don't you, Presley?
I do. I do. When I was sitting there a month ago.
Different experience.
But no, it's... Jordan Peterson's just a really interesting mind. He has so many cool different things and just a lot of interesting thoughts. But doesn't he have like a series about Exodus from the Bible, even though like I believe he's not a Christian, though?
He's converted.
Is he, though?
He is now.
I don't think he publicly says because he thinks it's like a private thing.
Okay.
I think don't quote me on that.
I mean,
but I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I forgot. I don't know because I don't really.
It seemed like he used to. From what I've heard of him, it seems like he used to not be, but he kind of is. But he's just not publicly said, like what he is. You know.
Okay.
But I don't know.
That's a good point. I think he, at a minimum, takes a lot of.
Yeah, at minimum, he appreciates. Like, there's a lot to get from the Bible, regardless of if you even believe it.
And listening to those, he actually has studied it in great depth. I tell you, he's Canadian as heck, though.
About
some of his pronunciations.
Not at all. At all.
Is that Canadian?
Is that your Canadian?
That's what he says.
Not at all. Sounds like a Southern person trying to say oil.
That's kind of what it's like. Y'all need to listen to this one guy who does all the impersonations. He does Gary Vee. He also does one of Jordan Peterson. Yeah. It is spot on.
So have you guys seen, this is a little bit change of topic, but have you guys seen the videos to where they edit it and to where they edit it to where it will be like Jordan Peterson versus Jordan Peterson?
Yes.
Really?
So funny. Leighton knows what I'm talking about, to where I forget what it was, but it will be like Jordan Peterson, like on the Joe Rogan podcast, for example, and it'll take like two different times he was on the Joe Rogan podcast. And what they'll do is that, because when you're on two episodes of the Joe Rogan podcast, what is that, like 6-7 hours? You're probably talking to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, those episodes are long. Yeah. So then they had it to where they took different clips and it was Jordan Peterson debating Jordan Peterson on just random different things. It's actually a really funny video.
That's funny.
You guys should, I forget the exact title of it. And there's a few videos, not all of them are funny, but there's at least one I'm thinking of and it's very funny.
Oh, that was good.
All three of us.
Wow.
That was great.
All right.
We'll start this way. We'll work our way down.
Okay.
All right. Just hold your thought. Okay. All right.
I'll try to remember.
I was going to say, I love finding videos like that of people contradicting each other in different points in time and not realizing it. Like someone contradicting themselves. Like I saw this one that I just thought was funny. It was Biden and it was in like forever ago. I mean, like he looked really young and he was like, I think marriage should be between a man and a woman, and states need to respect that. And then later he said, I'm gay. And I know it was a stutter, but it was still funny hearing it.
Oh, gosh. No, that is funny. Well, this wasn't as much as Jordan Peterson necessarily contradicting himself. It was more just like a comedy, like, it going back and forth between it. Like, it would be something to where, like, you're miserable, you're pathetic, this is why you don't have a girlfriend, like, whatever else. Yeah. But it will be like, if they take the clip from Jordan Peterson talking about, like, this is why, because it will be like, oh, men are really depressed, this is why they're depressed, and they'll go into reasons for it, and they'll be like, this is why you feel pathetic, worthless, whatever else. Yeah. But then they'll just take the part where it's like, you're pathetic, worthless, ugly, and then the other Jordan will come back and be like, you don't have a job, what are you doing? And then it will just be like back and forth.
So it's like a legit conversation.
It is.
That's actually what I was going to say, and they'll do that with different people.
Yeah.
And like, one of my favorites is, it's Joe Rogan, and he's having a conversation with Ben Shapiro, and they're gay for each other. And they're like, it is one of the funniest videos ever. I'll play it for y'all after.
That's great. I love Joe Rogan's laugh.
Please do that.
Dude.
It is good.
It's hilarious.
Also, you know what I didn't... Here, Presley, hold on to that thought for just 1 second, because I was just going to say, I love how when it comes to the Joe Rogan podcast, I watched this, I don't watch many, but I watched this episode with Neil deGrasse Tyson a long time ago, and I love how when you pointed it out, you point out how Neil interrupted Joe so often, and how there would be clips of Joe Rogan, and he's just like getting slightly more annoyed with like each one, because Neil deGrasse Tyson just keeps interrupting him.
Yeah, at one point he just goes like...
He's just like...
And he doesn't even catch on. He keeps doing it.
You know, Schmeb was telling me the other day about a podcast he was listening to with Theo Vaughn. I think it was on Theo's podcast.
Yeah.
And the other guy like wouldn't let him talk at all. Mm. He mentioned that in some video recently. But
interesting.
Who all do y'all like to listen to?
Mostly Joe. Joe Rogan's a really good one.
Those are some long podcasts.
To me, you have to break them down into segments. Yeah. Plus, at least for me, I'm bad to where I don't want to watch if I don't know who the guest is most of the time. Like, I'm kind of... And at least as of late, I feel like there hasn't been very many people that I recognize or know.
Theo was on. This past week.
Oh, he was? Oh, this... I haven't checked this week, so I guess he was on it. Dude. But, oh, it's
really
funny. Wow. Do you want? I think one of the craziest interviews I've ever seen was the Theo Vaughn's Hot One interview.
I still need to watch that.
That one. Okay.
If we're
all hanging out later today, we are watching that.
Okay.
We are. It's only like 20-ish minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
And I rarely watch Hot Ones, but I need to watch way more because I love them. Huh. It's this one with Theo Vaughn. I don't know why. It's so just like... normal Theo Vaughn, just it feels extra. Maybe it's just because I'm the only one at the table that actually doesn't really listen to Theo Vaughn. I have nothing against him, I just don't really listen to him. Okay. But it's beautiful.
Well, probably because some of the stuff he says is mind-numbing. But
kind of, my favorite clip is still... I tried to find it the other day, and I couldn't find it, but it's the one about the French people. I love that clip so much.
Just a French dude, man.
No, it's not that one. He's like, you put like 60 French people in front of me, and I don't like him.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah. Like, there's this super long delay, and he's just like, yeah, and I don't like the French.
Yeah. Just I don't like him. Spray paint your hand red, white, and blue, and just pat him on the back, boy.
Boy. Oh, man. But some of my favorites are, like, Jordan Peterson has been on there, and they're really interesting, conversing. But the other one that's been my favorite, and I can't remember, but it's these two people. It's a guy and a girl, and they have a podcast, but they're complete opposites politically. And the whole point of the podcast...
Sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah, it is. The whole point of the podcast is to like show people, like, hey, we believe completely different things. Let's not focus on what we don't like and just try to compromise.
Yeah, let's not hate each other and think that the other one is a terrorist, horrible person.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what was cool to me. And Joe Rogan saw that, obviously, and got him on. And they talked about a wide range of stuff. So
Breaking Points.
What?
Breaking Points with Crystal and Sagar.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, I listen to them.
That is so good.
Yeah, they're good.
It's very interesting. You should listen to it.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to listen to that. That's a very interesting dynamic.
And they work well together, too. I don't think they ever really...
Yeah, I don't really know how much they really are opposites, because they really seem to agree on a lot of stuff. But I think just people in general, they agree on more than what we realize.
I think so,
we just point out all the things that we don't, and then we get so upset and mad over it.
Yeah.
But even, like, the vast majority of people, like, we agree on a lot of the same stuff.
Well, you even look at, I mean, I'm just going to use Joe Rogan because we're already talking about him. But you look at someone like Joe Rogan, to where a lot of people nowadays, it's like, oh, like, maybe he used to be some beforehand, but no, he's, like, very much on the right, so conservative with all this different stuff. And I mean, on some point, sure. But if you actually listen to him talk, I mean, he's a Bernie Sanders supporter. He voted for Bernie Sanders in the past, which... For those of you who don't know, not exactly a conservative. Not exactly. So it's just, like, even with that, it's just so interesting to where people will believe, or people will believe different things. But like you said, we actually agree on more than we think. We just focus on these fringe issues. And then when somebody else has a different opinion, we're just like, oh, that person's dead to me. That person's a horrible person.
Well, not even that. It's more so, well, as much as I agree with that, I think also the media... In a way, on the full spectrum, left, right, middle, whatever. It's just we see the extremes of both sides 24/7 because that's all they ever show.
Oh, yeah. And controversy and fear and everything is what's going to sell.
Yeah, exactly.
Only thing they're going to show.
They make money, man. That's what they do. You know.
Yeah, it's very true.
I mean, if it was all about, hey, this is how we get along, I don't know who would watch.
I know the resolve of this episode.
Yeah, it's like, I know how this one ends.
I'm feeling depressed at the end of every time I watch the news.
Yeah.
I should watch more. I should, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an addiction.
No, it's like an anxious addiction sort of something.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I really want to watch that couple go on. You said they were on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I think that's such a good interview potentially because they seem like very open people. And I would say Joe is also very open.
Oh, Joe is probably one of the most open people in America.
He'll have anybody on.
Literally.
He wants to be one of the first people to get the chip that Elon's talking about that's like in your head.
He's up for that?
Yeah, he's literally said on multiple occasions, he's like, yeah, I want to be one of the first people in line. And others are like, dude, you're crazy.
Maybe like 20th. I want
to. No, number one? No.
No.
Yeah, he says, sign me up. That's just crazy to me. Like, I couldn't fathom having something electronic in my body. Well,
Is it all right if we sidetrack a little bit? Yeah. I actually didn't hear about the Elon ship thing.
What is this?
No. Elon's
I don't know if he's trying to develop it at all yet, but the theory is that we will eventually all have chips in our brain because that will be the most efficient method of getting work done and social situations, like making it faster. It's basically like having a phone in your head.
Eventually we'll get, I don't know how long it will be until we get there, but I do believe that we will eventually get there.
And I think so too, sadly. I mean, I just don't think that's healthy. You know, you got to have that separation. And in a very real sense, it's scary, but, you know, he thinks of it as more of like, you know, hop on the train now because it's coming. That's his view. Yeah. So, I mean, I get it, but I would never do that.
I feel like it depends on how it could be used because everyone talks about stuff when they introduce these. What?
No, I was just surprised. I'm curious what you have to say.
Well, I was going to say, like, at first.
Say it.
Everyone's gonna like try to use that as like, oh well, this could help people think better, or this could cure whatever. It could also very easily, because it's technology, it could influence the way you think about stuff, because we're influenced by everything right now, and this isn't even in my head. What we see, it influences people. So I feel like they're gonna try to play it off as like, this is good for you.
Oh, I think so. So many companies already do that to where... Did you guys... Well, I don't know if I should bring it up, but did you guys hear about the Instagram thing?
No.
No? I mean, if this needs to be cut out, we can. Okay. But with Instagram, it was actually just proven to where Instagram, they've been pushing like pedophilic things on Instagram itself.
Really?
Why? Like actual pedophilia. Like, it's not that. Like, oh, it's not even like the person's 17 or whatever, which would be bad enough. It's like actual real pedophilia that they've been pushing on Instagram.
That's real.
Everything. No, it's real. It was confirmed. You can see Elon Musk, I think, even tweeted it out. Like, you have to look at this.
That's insane.
It's just like, just my point with that. It's just like, you think of Instagram as just, oh, I can hop on and I can like see my like friends and like, oh, their vacation that they took, or like, oh, my favorite celebrities' day-to-day life or whatever else. And I mean, part of it's that, but I mean, I'm not saying that that's necessarily Instagram's or Meta's intention, but regardless, it's like,
Go ahead.
Another thing to that point is too, like, they'll use that just as a way to influence people by what they push out, like what is algorithm-wise. And then it makes you feel like this is the mainstream idea because this is all I'm seeing. Yeah. Even though maybe only 20 or 10% of people think that, it's just the only thing getting pushed.
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
So and that's a big deal. They did another study, not with Instagram, but also with TikTok also. They had a focus group sign up under accounts of younger kids, and they started liking certain posts as they go through the For You page that were a little bit more depressing.
Yeah. Oh.
And it found out that, you know, the more you watch it, the more that you like it, it actually like starts getting into some deep, dark depression stuff. Like it'll complete.
Is that TikTok? Or
that's TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
And if you watch that endlessly, you'll start to believe it, and that's almost a form of brainwashing.
It kind of is.
Oh, all media.
It's like a...
Yeah, well, not all.
Yeah, no, it really is.
But back to the chip. I would have to know the intention behind the company.
Well, here's all it would take. Software update, and then it completely changes the purpose.
No, that, well, plus, my whole point in bringing up the whole Instagram thing is even if they say, like, oh, this is the purpose of this, and, oh, this would never happen, we would never use that,
yeah.
I don't trust it for that. Because, I mean, you even hear about things like, oh, the Titanic, the unsinkable ship. Obviously, we know how that ended up, but that's what it was known as. It was known as the ship that literally could not be sunk.
Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind with the chip thing, y'all seen Kingsman?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I have.
Yeah. That could be so real.
When was it the scene in the, was it a church?
Yep.
Yeah, that was the infamous scene.
Yeah. Explain.
Oh,
Kingsman.
There was like this whole, the Kingsman is a spy movie, spoilers incoming. Basically, there was this evil guy who was like wanting to plot against the world, and he was like, hey, here's free cell phone chips, you can make calls whenever you want, free blah 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 blah, just put it in your arm. And then eventually he ends up mind controlling people to all kill each other, and there's a scene in a church where like heads are blowing up, people are like murdering each other. It's in the deep south, so everyone's caring.
No, and it actually is kind of a graphic scene.
It's, I mean, really,
it's actually
graphic.
Shot pretty well, like they did a great job with it, but it is also pretty graphic.
Like the guy kills someone with a cane.
Dang.
It's one of the most well shot scenes in any movie, I think. Just the production.
At least in terms of like a fight scene or a
coordination and
stuff. I don't even know what you call it that, but yeah, at least in terms of one of those type of scenes. Oh yeah. Because
choreography.
There were some cuts, but there were a few long takes in there, I think.
Yes. I don't really remember it now. Like I saw it a couple of years ago, but in what scenario, if any, would you be comfortable with a piece of technology being on you?
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't.
And I know that a lot of people don't believe that, which is fine, or believe this, which is fine, whatever. But I mean, it also kind of talks about in the Bible, in Revelation, to where we'll get there one day and to where, oh, well, all of a sudden like money won't mean anything more and it will just be like, and it kind of seems like it would be something like a chip, or at least something similar to a
like
chip.
Like the mark of the devil or whatever.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, mark of the beast. And there's just some stuff like that to where it obviously doesn't say microchip in the Bible.
word for word.
Yeah, it doesn't say that word for word. But, I mean, it kind of implies something similar to that. So just, to me, I don't trust it no matter what it is. It could be, you do this, you save every kid from world hunger and the world becomes, like, you have world peace and whatnot. I'm like, I do not trust it. Especially when people say, like, oh, well, this is the best. Again, with the Titanic and it can never be sunk. I think what was it called? The blimp that blew up, the Hindenburg? Like, oh, the Hindenburg is like this indestructible whatever thing and then end up blowing up. Just to me, whenever someone promises and guarantees that something cannot go wrong or will never go wrong or whatever, to me, that's almost a guarantee that at least given some time, it will 100% go wrong.
I have one situation in which I would
blockchain
implant some. What?
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Did you say blockchain?
I thought you were going to say with the... Never mind. I thought you were going to somewhere else.
Oh, no. I was going to say the only reason I would ever put a chip in my body or something like that is if it could... If say I developed Alzheimer's or something, like, if that could cure it, yeah, sure. Or if there was a chip that could cure my ADHD, you better believe I am doing that. I have it bad. It is bad.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Bad.
What'd you say? No, yeah.
I wasn't focused.
I was hyper focused on that.
Yeah.
What was that lyric that we heard from the Post Malone song last night that was so funny?
There's that. And then just randomly, it's something about a tangerine.
Yeah. You got to hear this Post Malone song. It's kind of funny. It's good, though, which is weird.
Did you have anything on that? Or
I don't know. I was going to say, like, when y'all think the world's just going to blow up?
But, I don't know, man. Eventually. I actually think that there is a good bit of time, whatever a good bit is in your opinion, that has to pass before we actually get there. But I think it definitely will get there one of these days.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't think, you know, I'm sure there's always been a point in history that people have thought, oh, this has to be it. Mm. Fall of Rome, World War II, gosh, so many world events that anyone could easily.
Some people think World War III if it's on the horizon with the Russia Ukraine stuff. Yeah. Like people think it could be now.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. Like we could get drafted. You know, whatever. Anyways, I don't know. It could literally be at any time.
Literally.
I go to war and I'm just, you know, making people uncomfortable left and right.
They're like, Presley, so what we're going to do is that you're going to be a spy on the other side. You're going to be a spy and we're going to put you on the other side. But the thing is, you're not going to give us intel. You're not going to fight. All you're going to do is you're just going to make them so uncomfortable that they call off the whole mission.
No, I could just imagine, like, Presley's going to be in the trenches with, like, a whole bunch of other soldiers, and you're like, do you know that lasagna is just spaghetti flavored? You're like, what? Dies.
Yeah, gets shot. You're claustrophobic. Gets distracted.
You're fine with the brain, with your brain inside of your skull.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a little hat.
I like that.
Playing with Leighton Jr.
He did it.
Which is
Zach messed it up.
I did mess it up.
Well, I was going to say, in the only positive scenarios would be to fix things like Alzheimer's, or say if you were going blind and it could just like teach your cells how to regenerate or something.
Yeah.
An robotic AI chip that reteaches our cells to regenerate?
Not necessarily an AI chip. I don't know how they would do it, but a piece of technology that would allow your eyes to know how to heal themselves, because the information I've heard or read genetically is still, you know, you were born with the ability to see, let's say, but then it deteriorates over time. The genetic information is still like in you to know how to build
signals
that
to the cells or to whatever needs
to regenerate.
Fire. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but at that point, I feel like I don't know. It's hard to draw the line of when we're playing God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, he is the author of life and death. If you're looking from a Christian standpoint, I understand maybe some people don't look at it that way. But, like, for instance, I know that there are some people who won't do certain surgeries that could be life-saving because it has, like, pig intestine or something that they're using for the surgery, you know?
Yeah.
Like a pacemaker, because God's going to beat my heart.
Exactly. That kind of thing. So,
I'm the only thing that's going to beat my heart is God.
That Miss Cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm gonna stuff my body full of crap, but I ain't letting any pacemaker beat my heart. Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
It's just that kind of debate. I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, I get what you mean. I will say, at least in terms of things like that, in theory, if it could only be used for that and couldn't for anything else, I mean, I wouldn't trust it. Yeah. But in theory, if it could be just for that, then I mean, I guess I'd be for it, because I mean, like, if you save someone from cancer that was going to kill the person, is that you playing God, or is that just you able to save the person from cancer?
Well, take it back to medicine at all.
Yeah.
Playing God. True. Like, should you use medicine if you're going to take it to that extreme?
True, but then also God did put it on the earth for you to use it.
Some people believe it's only a holistic standard for medicine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, the technology and the resources we have was resources that were given to us on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the Bible talks about being sober-minded. I wasn't sober when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, medicine use, and you're not sober.
I haven't even talked
about
that.
You're not sober.
What? I haven't even talked about
that. Oh, yeah, Preston was drunk.
You need to talk.
On laughing gas and IV sedation.
Well, we know where you're going.
Hell. Let me tell you something. This quick sidebar. I've never been on drugs. I haven't been drunk. I've never been put under for anything. The only surgery I ever had was when I was 2 years old, and I fell on, ironically, now that we're talking about religion, church steps. brick steps, busted my head open, and had to have stitches when I was 2. Besides that, I've never had a surgery. That laughing gas was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. They put like
walk through it from a sober minded person. All right. Okay. What does that feel like for you, and how great did it make you feel?
I don't know how to describe it. It was like, I don't know. You just feel good.
Okay,
you're floating or
because you said that I asked you about the IV because I didn't have that whenever I got mine done. They just stuck an IV in
right
you had it before the IV.
So they take me back there and I'm just it all happened honestly so fast. I knew if I started thinking about it I would make myself nervous. I'm like, it is what it is, I gotta do this no matter what. They gotta come out. So they call me back there, lay down in the chair, lady's going over some information. So I lean back, they put this tube over my nose, and then they start...
Smells funny, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It smells like...
it's like...
Like fruity rubber is how I describe
fruity
it.
Fruity rubber?
Yeah. Fruity exactly rubber. Like that.
Yeah.
And then at first I don't feel it. I'm not like, you know, they say, well, we can back it off at any point if it's too much. You know, they're
talking to you.
Yeah,
you're
they really yeah. did a good job. But I think looking back on it, they kept talking to me and asking me little questions to kind of just see when I went out.
To
see when I would stop responding. So, yeah, like Layton was saying, they put me on the laughing gas and then they stuck me with the IV.
It was the same for me because I was very nervous going in, and I had to wear, they're like, all right, Evan, like count to 10, like, you know, how some people do, like, oh, one sheep, two sheep or whatever, like going to bed. They had me do that. But then I got to 10 and I was nervous because I was still awake and everything. I'm like, oh gosh. And I was still, but I kind of started panicking. They're like, just do it again. And I'm like, okay, but I didn't get through the second time. I think that was their version of, instead of asking me little questions, that was their way of kind of telling when I actually went out.
Okay.
Interesting. Well,
I don't think they had me do that. I think they were just trying to see when I would stop talking, but I don't know, it was like going to sleep or something.
Yeah. That is very like when insightful.
You,
go,
you know? It's almost like they call it being put to sleep.
Yeah, well, you're not dead.
Let me explain myself. So rather than it being like a acid trip, you know, it's like you're laying there and you're just waiting to be unconscious. It's like when you go to bed, you just lay there, pretend to fall asleep until you're actually asleep. You don't know when the cutoff happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
That's what I meant.
I know what you meant. Well, what's funny is I relate so much to this because I'm the same, to where I've never done drugs, never been drunk, never been put under for anything except for my wisdom teeth. And I remember it was kind of terrifying because it went from me counting sheep to all of a sudden I was on my couch and I think I had a Sonic milkshake with me. And I think they said it might have even been not quite the next day, but like a lot of hours passed or something like that.
You don't remember?
I remember nothing in between. It was so terrifying.
The best thing.
Zach was there. Zach was there.
I mean, this guy comes out of surgery and
again, I remember
he's in a wheelchair and he is thanking every nurse on the way out. He said, this is
nice guy.
I love you. I love you. This was awesome though. I had to do this. He said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Can't talk. It's the golf.
Thank you. Oh, you're great, man. I love you, Zach. Thanks. You're good.
He was just thinking it. He was so lovey-dovey. It was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember nothing from that. I went from counting sheep to I was on the couch. A Sonic milkshake appeared in my hand. And I forget exactly how many hours passed, but there was, like, I think at least, like, 6 hours minimum.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Like, there was a long gap to where I do not remember anything.
Well, maybe I'd be good on drugs because I was perfectly conscious when I woke up.
Wow.
It was probably the most boring experience for everybody else. I just woke up. It was like waking up from a nap. Felt like 15 minutes. Apparently, I was out for an hour. But I remember all of it. And I could almost walk almost perfectly. I wasn't loopy. I didn't make a fool of myself. I didn't say anything weird. I purposefully thought to myself in the moment, don't say anything, because while it sounds logical now, You were just on drugs.
You were just on
drugs. Don't make a fool of yourself.
Everything is logical when you're on drugs.
Yeah, I remember when I came out of surgery for my arm that was like, I don't know. It was I was conscious, but I don't think I was weird in any way necessarily. I remember the bed was way too small for me. It was funny because, like, my grandmother walked in. She's like, could they not have gotten him a bigger bed? Like, my feet were hanging off the end. That was how small it was.
Actually, they don't make beds that are bigger than 6 feet.
Really?
Nope. That's you mean in really the hospitals? Strange.
No, I mean just in general. You can get twin, king, queen, full, whatever.
Have, like, an I'm pretty long sure king.
They might.
There's maybe actually a lot more kinds of beds than we realize. I don't know if
there actually are now. Like my
Alaskan
stepdad,
king, a California king. There's like,
is there a Canadian king?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I was gonna say. I mean, my stepdad's like 6'3", 6'4", and he has a bed to where his feet won't hang off.
Really?
Yeah.
I was wondering how tall people survive.
How do you think Chris sleeps?
That's a good point. I don't think he does. 6'9", 6'10", whatever.
The whole
room
is a bed, I guess.
He sleeps like a bat. He just goes upside down on the way.
Oh, my God.
No, because then his head would touch the floor.
Yeah, it would.
All right, so this is badly explained video game. Same thing as a movie and TV shows, but this is for the gamers out there, you know. All right.
You all right? Mixing it up.
That's what we do.
You know.
All right. This game lets you take on the role of Jesus while soaring through the air.
Yeah,
but what they don't tell you is that sometimes wiping out hard enough will get you into the Hall of Meat.
Okay, I had him in the first
Now half. I have it. I thought it was originally Assassin's Creed.
Oh, that's
because
a good guess.
I thought like in the air, like you know, when you jump off like the tall building, you go into the hay bale.
Yeah.
I thought it was that. I now know what the game is.
Yeah.
I got no idea. I thought it was Minecraft with the first part of it.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think they've played this game.
They probably haven't. Oh. How do you even explain this game?
How do you explain it without giving it away? I don't know. There's a lot of very specific sports, air quote stars.
Is this a Wii Sports game?
No,
it's not Wii Sports. It's an actual sport. But it's not like what you think of. It's not like baseball or basketball type sport. It's something,
and it's not like weird like rugby. It's just one of those like extra things like rock climbing or something.
Hunting?
No.
Fishing?
No. Give the description again.
Okay.
For him.
The reason I say soar through the air like Jesus is because, well.
I understand.
Yeah. That's very popular in this game. So this game lets you take on the role of Jesus while soaring through the air. But what they don't tell you is that sometimes wiping out hard enough will get you into the Hall of Meat.
Wiping out hard enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part is the part to where it will probably give it out or give it away.
What can you wipe out?
Wipe out the video game.
Bowling? Wipe out the pins?
I mean, no.
Wipe out.
I see what you're saying now.
What does wipe out mean? Wipe out.
Where do you wipe out?
All of me.
Do you remember that show, Wipeout? That was such a good show.
It was, Also, you know how in Wipeout a lot of people fall over?
Fall over. Is it a zombie game?
No. By wiping out, you may be falling over.
Y'all just say it. You got it?
Fall Guys?
No.
It's Skate 3.
Skate 3.
Yes. So in the game, there was this really popular thing that people can do where you hold your board out and you look like Jesus while you're like in the air.
You look like this.
T-pose?
It's almost like T-posing through the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good game. At first, I thought it was Assassin's Creed, but then when I heard Hall of Meat, I was like, wait, I remember now.
Yeah.
So what's the Hall of Meat referencing?
Oh, so there's this thing that you can do. I think it's a specific game mode, if I'm not mistaken. Or it could be throughout the whole game. But you literally try to break as many bones as possible.
No, I think it's a specific game mode because I think you get, like, somewhere between, like, 1 minute to 5 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
And you, like, have to jump off, like, a cliff or whatever. And you have to try to break as many bones as possible. Because that's the thing in this game. Yep. What's funny is it's not graphic at all.
It's just...
It looks... It's just funny because they go to like, it almost is like an X-ray something that they show.
Yeah.
To where it shows like, this bone got injured or this bone actually snapped.
Very graphically. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Obviously very graphic.
It was a lot of fun.
Leighton Tavius.
All right.
Senior.
This one.
The third junior.
Shout out to Shmev because he actually did this one for me last night. All right, I'm not going to say, I almost said the name of it because he actually puts the title of it.
I'm not going to say, I almost said the name.
As a very hungry man, you search through a maze in search of pills and avoid death.
Yeah.
But
there's no way out.
Yep, I know it.
Nintendo?
No, but it is a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
No way out.
Can I get it one more time?
Is this a high score kind of game?
Yes.
Yeah.
As a very hungry man, you search through a maze in search of pills and avoid the death.
I got it.
But there's no way out.
Got it.
Yeah, the part is, it's not really a man. I mean, it is. It is a man, but it's not a stereotypical man.
That's good.
No, it is a good one.
That's good.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Or, you know, it's 2023. What about Miss Pac-Man? Pac-Woman.
True.
What about
Pac-Damian Nut?
It's like the same game. Except
oh, it's the exact same game, I think, just slightly different.
Pack
they. Pack
they.
They pack.
They pack.
That's great. Oh, I love that. Okay.
My turn?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Wait. I just want to say this. It is so satisfying to watch you drink water. And I don't mean that in a weird way at all. It just is.
Hold on. Can you do it one more time? Zach, can you put your all mic right,
everybody,
to... Everybody put your mic to just, Layton.
Yeah, just... Yeah.
I tried to make it a little extra noisy. For
well, everybody at home, so sorry. Don't know why we did that.
I actually made it really
the weirdest we moment of ASMR.
I like how all three mics
the
too.
Power.
The power.
Kid with anger issues does the electric slide while his dad, James Earl Jones, has breathing issues.
Oh.
Is this Star Wars Battlefront?
It's not Battlefront, but it's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars something.
The Old Republic? No. Knights of the Old Republic?
I forget the name of it. It's the new one, isn't it?
Star Wars Jedi Survivor?
Mm-mm. It's not the one I've been playing recently.
Star what?
I don't know the exact name of it. It's definitely Star Wars.
Fallen Order.
We used to play. He's like not a Jedi. He's like not a main character.
He's like an anti-hero.
I forgot the name of
it. I won't know the name of it. But
Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Star Wars Force Unleashed.
I've never played that one.
That was a fun game. There
surprised
were two
we got
of them.
Star Wars so quick.
I know. There's been back multiple Star Wars with you.
That was not on purpose.
Yeah. All right.
Just got it on my brain.
All right. So with mine. All right. So I have a 12-year-old with a sword tries to save his kind of girlfriend from a pig, centaurs, and even lizard people.
Got it.
And at one point, our courageous hero even takes on the moon.
Zach's got it.
I got it.
I don't know.
Minecraft?
No.
12-year-old with a sword.
I had to do this one.
Is it Final Fantasy?
No.
Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
No, I'll give it again. A 12-year-old with a sword tries to save his kind of girlfriend from a pig, centaurs, and even lizard people. And at one point, our courageous hero even takes on the moon.
I know absolutely nothing about that game,
no,
but I've seen a picture. You know. So that's
from
that.
All the Legend of Zelda games, there's one called Majora's Mask. And it's literally that, time can get reset.
Yeah.
But you're literally racing the moon because the moon is going to come destroy the world in 3 days.
Wow.
So it's actually like you look up Majora's Mask moon and it had like it almost has like an evil moon face on it. It's actually kind of funny.
Interesting.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's real thing. I knew I had to throw one in there just because Legend of Zelda, there's been so many games and there's so many descriptions you can do with that.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Just got this one. Like literally just wrote it and I'm already so proud of it.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
As a master of their craft, this person takes on an entire army while having Cortana.
Oh, okay. Nice.
An entire...
You already got it?
Well, I had it because of the end, because he said Cortana.
I accidentally said the name. I meant to say ChatGPT.
It's Cortana?
Yeah, I don't know what
Cortana,
that is.
Cortana, so now I know what it is.
And they don't even know it. Wow.
Yeah, sorry. I ruined it. I probably ruined it for y'all, too. I meant to say ChatGPT.
Oh. That's really funny. No, that would have been a good description. It still is, but
Damn.
It would have been better with ChatGPT. Well, should
y'all
I just say it?
It
if they don't know, or should I let them do the thing?
I mean, they definitely know this game.
Oh, you
I
know the game, but...
Cortana?
I mean...
Is that the name of it?
No, that's not the name of the game.
I don't know what you're saying. English?
Covenant.
It's a shooter.
No, I haven't played it.
A giant ring.
Lord of the Rings.
Surrounding a planet.
Think of specifically Xbox.
Exclusive. It's been around since the original Xbox.
God of War?
Nope.
I don't know.
What
do angels have?
Wings?
Halo.
Nice. Nice.
Very nice.
I'm so mad at myself. That was so good.
I know, because I had to think about it, because I was like, oh, what is this? And then you're like, Cortana. So I'm like, oh, yeah.
Dang. I meant to say ChatGPT in their helmet. I was so mad at myself.
Is Cortana like a character in that game?
Yeah, it's actually a very important character.
I haven't played Halo. Yeah. It's been on my list. I don't know how I missed it.
I've been reading a lot of the lore about it lately. I didn't know how in-depth that game was. It's really cool.
I think it gets pretty in-depth. All right. Cheese man.
Pointless jobs get interrupted by an intervention full of friends and a ton of lies.
Is this that old bully game?
Oh, no. Deal or No Deal, the video game.
No.
That would be fun. If you actually did that, I would love that. Wait, can you read it one more time?
Yes, please.
Yes. Yes, please. You're going to. Pointless jobs get interrupted by an intervention full of friends and a ton of lies.
Friends.
This friends, isn't like lies, pointless jobs. Or tasks, if you will.
Tasks.
Girls just
is
go,
this could I have played this game in the 90s?
No. This is I think basically it's one of those games when it came out, it wasn't very popular. Then a few years later, it's all recent. And a few years later, it became popular. Now it's not as popular as it was just a handful of years ago.
Okay. So is this, but so this isn't like an arcade game or anything then?
It's not art. No, but it has a very simplistic style.
Okay.
Is this a side scroller? Do you know what I mean by that? Side scroller, like
or
Mario?
Like a 2D scroller type game.
Oh, well then, yeah, it is.
It is a 2D scroller.
It's 2D. You're on a map.
Undertale.
No.
Hmm.
Think of the pointless tasks, and then also there's an intervention.
I got it. Oh, that's so good.
Thanks. I came up with this.
It's
one
not
myself.
A side scroller. It's a 2D game, but it's not a side scroller.
Okay.
It just the map as you discover a new area, it'll like you know track your character and you'll go through this area.
I don't think of that word before? He said tasks.
Tasks. Tasks.
Wait, is this a game I've played?
Yes,
this is a game we've all played together.
Yeah, and it's a game that you play with friends.
It's because got if you don't, very popular. Oh.
If you don't play with friends, it's not very fun. And there's an intervention all the time.
Oh, yeah. I have never played this with you guys. I so desperately want to play this with you guys, and we've never done it.
We would absolutely die playing that game.
I would. That would be so much fun. That would be so much fun. So, should we say it on three?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Among Us. Yeah. Among Us. That's a game. I never got to play it because playing online by yourself is
boring.
It's not even remotely fun. No. But when you actually have like a group of friends that you can play privately and you can have like the group chat and everything,
then
it's so much fun.
Like, I think we played it with a couple people on Xbox, one or two on PC, a guy on a Switch, someone on PlayStation.
A mobile phone,
a couple phones.
If we all get together one night, I would absolutely love to do that.
We should do it tonight.
We have a lot to do tonight.
We gotta get dinner. We gotta get a movie.
We gotta watch the Theo Von Hot Ones.
Fight Club.
I'm hearing that we don't
we
hang out.
We gotta make
enough.
A freaking thing.
I know we don't. I know. Yeah,
I haven't seen you in a month.
I know. I miss you guys. I've been wanting
we miss
to get
you too, baby.
Ooh. But no, that was a good description right now.
That was good.
Gosh, that was good.
All right, the man with the great beard.
Oh, great
Me?
One.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yep. I guess, yeah.
Suck it, Zach.
It's not a diss at Zach. You've always been known as the bearded one. If I'm going to diss Zach, I'll diss Zach.
Yeah. For the other hair issue. Shady Kid teams up with Bowser and a turtle to steal from those around him to pay homage to his family legacy. I stuttered.
Okay, so it can't be Mario because you obviously said Bowser.
This is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nope.
Dang.
All right, let me say it without the stutter. Can I get it right for the talk? Shady Kid teams up with Bowser and a turtle to steal from those around him to pay homage to his family legacy. This video game, very underrated. You really don't hear much about it anymore.
What genre is it?
It's like it's a single player story mode.
Okay, but I'm saying, is it like an RPG or is it like an action or shooter or
it has to do with a dragon?
No.
Oh, it's not Spyro, man.
I was going to say
no, that. But that's a good one, too. Oh, it's kind of on that same level. Like, not everybody has played it.
Love Spyro. Could I have played this in the year 2000?
Yes, easily.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, mid-2000s.
So this is an
especially.
Arcade game.
It was a PS2 game.
Oh, a PS2
oh.
game.
Oh.
Or Xbox 360.
Spider-Man. Game. Dang.
It's not Batman, right?
No.
Okay. Is this superhero?
I didn't think so, but...
No, kind of like anti-hero.
Okay, I'm thinking, what can be Bowser? So Bowser, it has to be either like a turtle or a like kind of weird dragon something.
Well, there's those are his like teammates. Bowser so, and the
like
turtle.
Goomba, like Goombas
two separate
or
people. Shady Kid. So there's three people. Shady Kid teams up with Bowser and a turtle to steal from those around him to pay homage to his family legacy.
What in the world?
Wait.
You
is this,
might know this
wait,
game.
Can I say it if I... Is this Over the Hedge, the video game?
No.
No!
Oh, I so remember that game.
Kind of fits, though.
Wow. Dude, Over the Hedge, that was the very first video game I ever got on Xbox. Anyway.
Would this be M or T? Or is it E?
I think it's E.
Oh.
Maybe T at most, but probably E. It's M. It's kind of meant for kids, like... Say, like, early teens, I guess.
Man, I like the description, but I don't know it.
This sounds like something fun.
You've played it. We played it growing up.
Is this an... No, you said a single player. So.
Yeah.
Layton's world just blew.
Layton's world.
Just lit up.
What? What?
I know it.
And so when you know it, that's
Is there any other hints?
Wait, Zach, you're in the music industry. File a complaint.
Oh,
This guy.
97% just went to 98.
What was the first part of your description?
Shady Kid.
Shady. Here's another word. Sneaky.
Sly.
Door the video game.
He just said it.
Wait, Sly? I didn't even hear it.
Sly.
Sly.
Never.
Yeah, that's part of
it. You must not have played it.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
You want to say it?
Sly Cooper.
I don't even know what that
this
is.
I don't
know.
Really?
I don't know it.
There were like three games made out of this story.
It's a great game.
Huh. Let me. Well, I'll look up Sly Cooper later. But.
Extremely underrated.
Well, okay. Yeah. Do you have
it's
a
for? Yeah, it's got a great story.
I kind of like the character art.
Oh yeah, the art looks really good for.
It almost
time.
Reminds me of what was the name of the. Of the Space Fox, like Fox, Falco, Wolf. What was the name of that series?
I didn't play that.
I didn't either.
I know what you're talking about.
I know it from
about.
Super Smash Bros. Is how
great storyline.
I'd be interested to play it and see how it holds up nowadays, but
that's kind of cool.
It's definitely not backwards compatible. Like, it's not popular enough.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah, you'd have to get...
Well you never cool, know. If it was at any point on Xbox, you might be able to go back and download it.
That's true.
Was it PlayStation only?
It might have been.
I think
PlayStation
so.
2 was right around the time Xbox One, Xbox original came out.
Yeah, roughly the same. I think it's off by like, a year maybe? But it's roughly the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alrighty. So for this one, a child falls down Mount Everest, but is saved by a satanic flower and mama goat.
What? Have I played this?
I highly doubt that any of you have played it, but I think you all should at least have heard of it.
Niche say it game. One more time.
It started out as a niche game and it blew up, and it's actually now considered like one of the maybe like 50 best games of all time. But no,
say it again.
A child falls down Mount Everest, but is saved by a satanic flower and mama goat.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
What's funny is Fable?
No, but what's funny is that I'm literally just describing the very beginning of this game, so it's not a spoiler. But, like, this is pretty much exactly what happens at the very beginning of the game. And it started out as a very niche something to where literally only one guy made the game. But then it blew up into this super popular thing. I think it came out, like, 2015?
Oh.
I think is when it came out, somewhere around there.
So a baby fell down a mountain.
A child falls down Mount Everest, but is saved by a satanic flower and mama goat. That is literally the beginning of it.
Mama goat. Is this a literal goat?
Yeah. It's like a goat lady. Yeah.
What?
Goat lady?
Yes. Some people kind of associate to this game as kind of like, even though it's not really the same, they kind of associate it with like an offshoot Pokemon something.
Tetris.
No. They kind of, Tetris, which was released in 2015. I will say, I know at least you know the game, Zach, because you actually guessed it earlier for a different thing.
Really?
Yeah, you actually said the name of it. You've done that a lot today so far with
me. Oblivion?
No.
Skyrim?
No, not those type of games.
Think God of
more.
War.
No, think more to 2D. It's not a 2D side-scroller, but it is 2D. Well, at least I no, it's definitely not 3D, it's 2D.
I said it earlier. It's not Mario. It's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. It's not Overstory.
Undertale?
Yeah.
That game was messed up.
I'm guessing that you guys have never played the game because it's just a solo player game. It started out just from this guy named Toby Fox, and he made the entire game. And it started out as this really small niche something, but then people on YouTube started picking it up and doing playthroughs and whatnot, and like, eventually got to where like PewDiePie and everybody else was doing big playthroughs of it. But it got to the point to where the game was so well made that it's like, I looked at a list of like, when I was looking to do video games, I looked up top 100 video games from like a recent list, and it was ranked at number 20.
Wow.
So it's a fantastic game. But yeah, that's it's not even a spoiler to say this. The game literally starts with you fall down a mountain into the underground, and you're saved by like this satanic flower. It's not really satanic, but like this really creepy evil flower. Mm-hmm. And then like a motherly figure that's a goat.
Wow.
That's literally how the game starts.
And then you end up like in a basement and you're just a baby, right?
No.
Oh.
That's no, not that. All right, anyway.
He was describing his own life.
Zach, do you have one more or do you just have the two? Because I have one more.
You do yours. I might come up with one.
All right. I'm good.
I'll do one more, and just because I don't know if we'll do video games again. So, okay. A one-handed man with daddy issues tries to save the universe while stealing as many gold bricks as possible. He'll burst into a million pieces several times each mission.
Most I got likely. It. I got it. Bricks? I think I got that.
I love is this video 2D? Game franchise.
Hold on.
No, it's not 2D, 3D. Actually. It is 3D.
Say it one more time.
A one-handed man with daddy issues tries to save the universe while stealing as many gold bricks as possible.
That's three times today.
Burst into a million pieces.
Three times.
Several times each mission.
What?
That's three times today.
Or what has happened? What?
He's going to give it away if he says it.
Yeah.
It is the third time. Presley did it twice. Now I've done it once.
Oh, it's a Star Wars game.
Lego Star Wars.
It's Lego Star Wars.
That's a brilliant description.
Thank you. Yeah, the one-handed man with daddy issues, Luke Skywalker, tries to save the universe. But the thing is that in the Lego games, like I have, while trying to steal as many gold bricks as possible, throughout each of the missions, you're trying to collect gold bricks. And then he'll burst into a million pieces several times each mission. Because when you die, the Lego, like, bloat, like your Lego pieces go flying everywhere. But you have infinite lives in that game, so you can die as many times as you want over and over and over again per mission with no penalty. I mean, you lose money, but there's no actual penalty. You don't get set back or anything.
Yeah.
So I loved the Lego games growing up.
Same. It's pretty good.
Well,
I got one.
You got a good one?
Oh, yeah, you should have gone.
Or you got a sucky one.
Oh, you.
It's all right.
Layton wanted to go last is what it was.
Yeah, dude.
Blonde person.
You ready for this?
Blonde person.
This is your blonde little, brethren.
This one's a little
edgy.
It's fine.
This is a good old classic game of put it in the right spot. Because if you don't, it'll bite you in the butt over time.
I got it.
Is it Tetris?
Oh, yeah, this is Tetris.
Yeah, it's Tetris. Thank you guys for watching this episode. It's like exactly what happened last episode.
Actually, yeah, it is.
It really is. Oh, gosh. Well, I think this was fun just in the sense of not as many people know video games, but it's, you know, it's...
I think we could do this again.
Yeah, it's good. Movies is still the staple, though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And speaking of movies... Excellent segue, man. I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Relay.
Absolutely.
If you ever, you know,
have trouble figuring out what to watch. You know, instead of, a lot of people don't have cable anymore, flipping through that guide. A lot of people are now flipping through Netflix.
Yeah.
We did that several times just last week. If you ever want to get a quick opinion on something, you want to try something new, go over to Relay.
Yeah.
It's a great app.
We're on there. Check
us out. What's y'all's experience with it?
Yeah. It's a good experience. If you're trying to figure out what to watch, you just scroll through and see some reviews. You can, like, follow people that, you know, if you kind of line up with what they, you know, with your interest, you can kind of see what their other reviews are before you check out the movie. Make sure it's not a complete waste of your time. It's a great way to figure out whether or not you might like a movie.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like if IMDb, Yelp, and TikTok all kind of had a baby, but they took like some of the best parts from each app and they made it's one
good
thing.
Way of putting it.
So it's very nice because you're like, oh, I've heard of this movie. I wonder if it's any good or not. Mm-hmm. But then you go to look up a review and you're like, oh, this is a million paragraphs. This was going to take longer to read than watch the movie. But then you go over to Relay and then there's a 30-second or a minute long video, something in that range. And you'll have a real person describe to you if they like the movie, some of the key points or not. And it's very entertaining and you get a lot of quick info.
Yeah, so anyone,
it's perfect.
Anyone can do a review. You don't have to be anyone special.
Oh,
so
exactly.
You get just regular.
Well, that's one of the things that makes it nice because you have a lot of people on Rotten Tomatoes who, like, you see so many movies to where it's 100% Rotten Tomatoes, 0% audience score, or 0% Rotten Tomatoes, 100% audience score, and you don't know who to trust because you're like, what does this even mean? But Relay helps a lot.
I know who to trust. Definitely not Rotten Tomatoes. That's why we use Relay.
Which is why you should download Relay today in the App Store or Google Play. Whatever.
You know what's funny?
Exactly.
Last time I opened Relay, I went to go look up a movie, and then I ended up playing those games for like 20 minutes.
They have games on them.
I happily got aggravated at the games because I could not answer them correctly, and it was like I knew the movie at the end, and I ended up being mad at myself.
But it's a fun little thing. I forgot that they had games. The games are fun.
It'll show you like a scene of a movie, and you got to guess like, okay, which movie is this?
Test your movie knowledge.
Oh, it's tough too. It's not easy.
Well, they're always making changes to the app, so and we're on there at The Awkward Tapes. So I think we got a little community group chat started. So
I believe so.
Go ahead, go on there, interact with us, and thank you guys for joining us
for a session of awkwardness.
For a session of awkwardness.
Yeah, we do that.
A lot of distortion.
Okay. All right. We all just sort of had the same little look and then put the mic down.
You probably should leave that look in.
I'll probably.